Welcome again, everybody, to the Minnesota Swim and Vibecast. I am Mark Seguin, your host today, and we are joined by Lakeville South's Grady Evenson. Welcome,
Mark,
Grady.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, always a pleasure to get some people from the South side in. Been a big fan of the Lakeville South, small but mighty team this year.
Oh, yeah.
You guys rolled with, probably had like 22 to 25 swimmers total on the team.
I think it was 22 this year. It was a lot.
But you guys threw down. I mean, you even pulled off a true team section win, which is pretty impressive considering you guys had a smaller team. So for those of you who don't know you, give us a little background on your swimming career, when you started, where you got involved, and when did you start getting serious about it?
A lot of people in the swim world started lessons pretty early. I probably started swim lessons when I was like 6 years old, but I didn't really start swimming competitively until I was about 6 years old. So my mom found a flyer for a YMCA swim team. I was living in Wisconsin at the time, out in Marinette, Wisconsin. She found a flyer for the YMCA team, and I joined. I swam my first meet when I was 6 years old, and then I swam my first YMCA state meet when I was 7 years old.
Crazy. And did you fall in love with it right away, or did it take a while before it was just kind of something else you did, and then you're kind of like, hey, I'm kind of good at this?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I played soccer too, but I definitely love swimming, and we moved out to Puerto Rico for a year. I even swam when I was out there.
So awesome.
Yeah, I've been swimming since I was six, almost 10, or yeah, probably about 10 years now, and it's been a good time for sure.
All right, what about the sport do you love the most? What really keeps you coming back saying, I want to keep doing this?
Really? It's my teammates, right? Like, that's kind of the cliche answer everyone gives, but it's just the community and the people around you, and everyone brings it all together, you know what I mean? Like especially during that high school season, it's just a whole different, what am I looking for? Like, environment, you know what I mean? You're all competing for each other instead of just yourself. So that's probably my favorite part of swimming is that high school season.
Do you think, and this is kind of a little off script here, but do you think it's possible to bring a little bit of that same energy to club swimming?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for sure. I've experienced that for sure, but I also can have seen and experienced the selfish side of club swimming, I guess. You know, you're more focused on what you're doing than what the team's doing. So,
well, the vibe's out to change that. So hang on to your speedo, buddy boy. what do you like least about it?
What do I
swimming.
Like
what's the one thing that you just can't, you have to really work hard to get through?
Well, obviously early morning practices are tough, but also I think swimming's just so repetitive, you know, so it's really hard to get burnt out because you're doing the same thing over and over again every day, really easy to get burnt out. Did I say hard? But
I know what you meant.
Yeah. But so you just gotta look at it in a different light whenever it gets hard and try to find your way. And I mean, I've had a few of those moments throughout my career, and I'm still doing it, so.
Yeah, mine would be definitely cold water. I don't do cold water.
Yeah, for sure, yep.
You combine that with the morning, and it's just a bad situation for me all the way around.
In the early morning are always tough.
Yeah. When you're walking in and you can see your breath,
that's not good.
That's not good. What's one of your favorite memories you have from swimming, or a great story you could tell or you like to tell about your swimming career you want to share with everybody?
My first high school season, I'd say was really fun. Cause it was really weird. And it was interesting, but that was the COVID season, right? So we had we had a shortened season my seventh grade year, and like half our meets were virtual, and we were virtually competing. But then, the first like hard, tough dual meet I competed in was Prior Lake my seventh grade year, and that one luckily was in person, and we tied for the conference championship that year. So that was
pretty cool. Yeah, that's two really good squads going at it there, and probably not having as much experience competing at that point because, like you said, everything was virtual, which was just a different kind of feel altogether. To be able to come together as a couple of teams and then get in the pool and throw down, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was definitely weird as my first high school season too. I already didn't know what was going on, you know what I mean? And then the COVID thing, and so
if I had to look at rival schools for Lakeville South, is it Lakeville North or is it Prior Lake?
I'd say it's Prior Lake. I think North is a good rivalry, but it's also more of a brotherhood too. So
Sure.
Especially at like the section meet, we're always competing together to beat all the other teams, right? Like if we could go 1-2, that'd be the most ideal situation. So, I mean, it's just, I think the Lakeville North meet is always the most fun for us, but
yeah.
The Prior Lake meet is, I'd say, more intense most of the time.
That makes sense. That makes sense. All right. Speaking of Lakeville South swimmers, who's funnier, Ethan or Gage?
They both have their moments, you know.
They have their moments.
They
I know.
They do. I think, in my opinion, I'd say Gage. That might be a hot take, but Gage always knows how to get the team going and get everyone in a good mood if we're down and out or something. And if practice is tough that day or whatever, we always pick it up and get going. So.
And both great swimmers, great for kids, sure. Yeah. Great leaders.
Yeah.
It was really nice to see both of them nominated for Athlete of the Year for AA. Sure.
Yeah.
So, no, and they're fun.
Yeah.
When I see those two, I think of a lot of fun in swimming.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the way I think it should be. You mentioned you used to play soccer a little bit. What else do you do besides swim? What are your other activities? I know swimming takes up a lot.
Yeah, for sure. But... For sure. I'd say like a pretty classic answer would be I like lifting a lot, but
do you? Okay.
I spend a lot of my time in the gym, but also I'm really invested in my faith, so I'm in youth group Wednesday nights. There's Young Life is another kind of youth group kind of thing on Monday nights, and so I'm in and out of my faith journey a lot outside of swimming.
That's good though. Yeah. I think faith and swimming go together pretty well. I think when I was talking to Micah Davis about this, it really kind of helps you put a big picture perspective on the sport, right?
Yeah.
There's so much bigger and broader out there than just worrying about a best time in a meet in your teens.
Yeah.
So when you do have kind of those rough patches, it kind of gives you something to step back and say, you know what? This isn't the end of the world.
Yeah. I mean, and everyone has faith in something in it. I mean, like whether it's this world or themselves, but I mean, I choose to focus on my relationship with the Lord. So that's just a big part of my life.
That's outstanding. Who are some of the biggest influences on your swimming growing up? Or even more recently? And don't say Ethan and Gage. They don't count.
Well, my dad's kind of my hero for sure. I mean,
that's awesome.
Everyone can. He wasn't a swimmer, but he played soccer in college and he was an athlete. So my dad is a pretty big figure in my life. Like I just talked about the Lord, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and then when I was younger, I think just because he was on my team and I love doing butterfly, so, but I don't know if he ever knew this, but Caden Chung, I was always kind of trying to chase him down. So
that's an awesome thing. Yeah, it's great to have those people.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely
you may never catch him
at high school state.
Yeah, no, that's the 100 fly was so fast this year. I'm like, my God, this is getting to like mini college level.
Yeah.
It was an awesome race. Very cool. What are some of your goals this summer for next high school season? You'll be going into your junior year, I believe, for high school.
Junior year coming up. So this summer, I'm really looking to get into the training and hopefully I can pick up my 200s a bit better. You know, I really am looking at that 2 IM. Even though that's one of the most competitive races in the state right now, I'm really wanting to make my 2 IM better because I feel like that's something I could be good at. And then, I mean, I've never just been able to finish 200s the way I want to, so I think that's something I'm focusing on this summer. So,
it is an art, and the only way you figure it out is through experience, let me tell you.
Sure. Yep.
200 is just kind of a wicked distance.
Yeah, well, especially long course, too.
Yeah, and you go into every one of them knowing that the end of it's really not going to feel very well. But it's going to be that way whether you're going fast or slow, so you might as well make it count. Yeah. Very cool. And I suppose you'll probably start looking at colleges here at the end of the summer.
Yep, hoping
June
so.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we won't break any news here about where you're looking, so we'll save that for a future podcast.
All right.
What's one piece of advice you'd give to younger swimmers
on
how to help them succeed or be happy or be healthy while in this sport?
Again, the mental aspect, you know, I would say like taking breaks is a very valuable part to the sport. I am always one that does not want to take a break, but at the end of it, I'm very happy that I did just because you might come back more out of shape, but you're mentally ready for a new season and to attack the next challenge. So
Yeah.
That's one thing is make sure you just, when you're away from swimming, you are away from swimming. And then when you come back, you're all in. So.
Yeah. It's not, there's not a lot of good that comes out of sometimes part-time swimming. I mean, you can stay fit, you can stay healthy.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
All great. You can have fun, but when it comes to your swimming progression, kind of being half in, half out, doesn't work out too well.
Yeah, yeah.
And breaks, I completely agree. And I think that's great advice for anyone listening. If you talk to Mark Seguin circa 1990-ish, I would say breaks are for pansies.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Nobody takes a break. You want to take a break, forget it. Now I'm like, holy cow, take a break. It's okay. Because I see the impact it has on people's mental health. And like you talked about really well, that ability to just kind of reset.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, it turns into a 3 or 4 year slog, and it's really, really hard to mentally battle through that because you know there's going to be those down plateaus that you hit, and it's hard to work through.
Yeah, that can definitely be a difficult thing. So,
for sure. All right, 200 IM final state meet next year. You're top seed. What you get to pick? You get to pick out the walkout song. What's it going to be?
Well, so I have a very specific pre-race song, but it's not a like. I guess like super hype walkout song, but the song I always listen to before my race is Promises by Maverick City Music. It's a worship song.
Okay.
And then, but other than that, wow, shoot. I didn't have one.
That's all right. I think that one would be great. Yeah, right. Yeah. It's your walkout song. Yeah, it doesn't have to get everyone else psyched up. In fact, sometimes it can psych other people out.
That's true. That's true.
You roll up to Baby Shark and people won't know what to do.
Yeah, you right? Know Bounty this year at Sections. He chose it was some TikTok song, but it was I don't know. I'm sure it confused a lot of his competitors.
Exactly. All right, final question before we let you go: who would be great to have on the podcast in the future?
Well, we already talked about him today, and I think someone else already requested him, but Gage for sure. He's just. So
I get a lot of Gage requests.
Yeah, he's been through a lot of different things in this sport, and I think he's got a lot of good insight and takes on different things. So I think he'd be a great person to talk to.
All right. Well, we'll have our people reach out to his people and see if we can't find some time in his busy schedule. Either that or I'll just corner him at the Allstate banquet on Friday and say, listen, buddy, next week you're on.
Yeah, I'm sure. Right. I'm sure he's down for it. I'm sure he's ready for that.
It's been a lot of fun. You guys have been nothing but impressive coming on here.
Yeah,
for sure. And having some nice talks with an old man about swimming and your journey and sharing the things that you've learned. I think for people that are listening, it's invaluable and they can learn a lot from it. So I always appreciate you guys coming on and taking the time.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Mark. Yeah, for sure. I think there's a lot of people that can benefit from these and just hearing what other athletes have been through and the things that they do on a day-to-day basis and applying it to their lives. Because you're not going to copy anyone, but you know, like you're going to trial and error. You're going to find what's best for you. So.
Yeah. And I think one other thing I'll throw out there, it's nice for people to see that you're not just a name and a time.
Yeah.
As a lot of times they're like, oh yeah, that guy's so fast and he's a blah, 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 200 flyer.
Yeah.
You're people.
Yeah,
and you're all different. Yeah. And you're all different. You all have some really cool stuff about you, and you have your own stories to share. And I think that's one of the great aspects of having you guys coming on and just chatting and sharing a little bit about yourself. Because at the end of the day, you're not going to be a name and a time forever. You're going to be a person out in the world, and that's who we really want to know.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Grady, thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Have a good one, Mark.
All right,
bye.
Take care. Bye.